Welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you are listening for the first time since lockdown, or a regular listener, I hope you enjoy your time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations. Our last Bible study of this programme is on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. Full details can be found on our webpage. Christmas Day lunch has unfortunately been cancelled for this year due to the COVID restrictions. A letter will be sent to all those who normally attend this event explaining the circumstances. You will all be aware that we are still in level 4 of lockdown. This means we can only accommodate a maximum of 20 persons within the church. We are hopeful that this Sunday will be our last in level 4 and we can turn to level 3 or lower. It is very important that no matter what level of restriction we are in, if you are intending to attend personally at one of our services, that you book in advance. If you have booked a seat and unfortunately are unable to attend, it would also be helpful if you could contact the booking number. We are required to abide by strict numbers restrictions, and the last thing we would wish to do is turn someone away at the door. If we were unable to find you a seat, you will be prioritised for a place at the next service. We are currently looking into how we can safely hold a communion service, a Christmas Eve service, and a Christmas Day service. If we return to level 3 or lower on the 11th of December, we are hoping to hold our communion service on Sunday the 13th of December. We have been experimenting with live streaming of the Sunday service on Facebook, with a view to broadcasting our communion service. This would allow those of us who are unable to attend the church, the opportunity to join with us in Holy Communion. The government has stated that the restrictions will be reduced for 5 days over the Christmas period. We have been advised by the Church of Scotland we can hold services within the church during this period, so long as we maintain the maximum of 50 persons allowed and the 2 metre social distancing. The current booking system will be used to maintain our permitted numbers. We are hoping to have a short service at 11:30 p.m. within the church on Christmas Eve. Booking will be required. And to hold a Zoom service on Christmas Day at 11:30 a.m. The link will be circulated nearer the time. These are all the intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy your worship today.
A warm welcome to our Sunday service at St. John's. Whether you are worshipping online or in person, thank you for joining us today. Could I please draw our attention again to our Christmas challenge? Beginning from Tuesday, 1st December, you are please invited to join us to read one chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke each day. There are 24 chapters. On Christmas Eve, you will have read a full account of Jesus' life and wake up on Christmas morning knowing a wee bit more about who and why we celebrate. As John and I announced last Sunday, we hope to observe a service of Holy Communion next Sunday, 13th December. To do this, I hope to pre-record the communion sentences, which will be available to those who use the CDs and internet. I recognize that for some, there might be a preference to partake of the elements, and for others, the desire to join in a spiritual communion without the elements. Each participant will be able to decide for him or herself the most appropriate way to share in the worship. At the very least, it will give us an opportunity to join together in fellowship from all across our congregation and even beyond. Should you wish to partake of the elements, please have some bread and wine ready close to you at home. The in-person service at the sanctuary will be broadcast live for those who may want to join. We have arranged for some prepackaged communion elements for use in the sanctuary. I hope that this will provide an additional means of offering some spiritual nourishment to our members, friends, family, and all those who may wish to join us for the service of Holy Communion. The psalmist in Psalm number 85, verses 4 to 7 says, "Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." Today is the second Sunday of Advent. During the first Sunday of Advent, we lit the candle of hope. We give thanks to God for the hope he gives us. Today we light the second candle to remind us that God is love. Jesus shows us God's perfect love. Those who believe in him and live in him live in love. Love transforms and perfects all things. It never ends. Let us join together to sing our first hymn of praise, hymn number 277. Hark the glad sound, the Savior comes. Hymn number 277. Thank you. And now our prayers of adoration, confession and supplication. Gracious God, we are overwhelmed by the wonder of your mercy and love. You have so liberally poured out your unfailing and unconditional love upon us and restored us to yourself through the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus. God of grace, throughout the ages, you have extended forgiveness and favor upon your people. Yet we are a people who have forsaken your way. We have not been faithful stewards of that which you have blessed us and have hoarded that which should be shared with the least of these. Hear our cry, our loving God, as we confess that which weighs us down. Inspiring God, we come into your presence with so many burdens and concerns on our hearts, so many questions. Help us to be open to your words of healing and restoration. Open our eyes afresh to your glory, our hearts to your love, our minds to your purpose, and our spirit to your presence. Fill our singing, the preaching of your word, and worship with your grace and truth. Receive the worship we bring as an expression of our love for you and touch our hearts that we may grow in love towards one another. We offer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The first Bible reading is written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, reading from verses 1 to 11. Hear the word of the Lord. Comfort, comfort my people, says our God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, and rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flower of the fields. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs into his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Our second Bible reading is written in the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, reading from verses 1 to 8. John the Baptist prepares the way. Hear the word of the Lord. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appears in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, the whole of the Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. God of hope and love, may your Holy Spirit inspire us as we study your word, that it may be a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. The recurring challenge during the seasons of Advent and Christmas is to hear anew the familiar stories we all know. We have all seen or perhaps participated in nativity plays over the years. Many families have set up their Christmas trees, and many cities, towns, and shops have been decorated with Christmas lights and trees. It has become almost too familiar. In part, that is why we have the season of Advent, a period of waiting, a season in which Christians celebrate not only Christ coming to earth as a baby, but his presence among us through the Holy Spirit, an anticipation for his coming again at the end of time. The penitential season of Advent provides a time of reflection so that we can hear the good news of Jesus Christ afresh and let the gospel sink more deeply into our lives. This year is a bit different, to say the least. For many, this does not feel like the usual joyous march towards Christmas season. Hundreds of thousands around the world will be spending their first Christmas without a loved one who has passed on due to the coronavirus. Millions more will be attempting a celebration without their usual large and Christmas gatherings. For almost the entirety of the year, we have all been a people anxious and waiting in unfamiliar territories. Waiting can be one of the hardest things to do because it feels like we are not doing anything, or someone is not doing enough. And it seems twice as hard when we are young. When we are children, Christmas always seems ages away, and we think the end of school or our birthdays will never come. Virtually this entire year, we have waited during lockdowns and self-isolation. We have waited on test results for the coronavirus, wondering whether we'll test positive or not, and worried about our families and friends we may have come in contact with. We have waited endless weeks and months, not able to visit our loved ones at home, in hospitals and nursing homes, in order to protect them from the virus. We have waited on our kids going back to school and returning home. We have waited to see if our jobs will survive this crisis. We have waited for a vaccine. Indeed, 2020 has been nothing but a year of waiting. Perhaps we are better equipped now than we have ever been to understand the biblical invitation to wait upon the Lord. The good news is that God is working for us as we wait for God. As chapter 40 of the book Isaiah begins, Israel has experienced the tragedy of massive defeat, endured the agony of exile in Babylon, and suffered the unthinkable. God has led the people and even God's own house to be destroyed. And so during the time between Isaiah chapter 39 and 40, Israel experienced a period often described as divine silence. Divine silence is hard to deal with. We know God is out there. We know God is ruling and is continuing to be sovereign and work out God's plan. What we don't know when faced with divine silence is whether or not God continues to care for and love us as God's people. At long last, a message comes from God, "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. Isaiah describes a time when God will restore the people and reveal God's glory. But first, the way must be prepared. This preparation will be like a road carved out of the wilderness. Valleys will be filled in. Mountains will be brought down. The very earth will be leveled so that God's resurrection will have a way and God's glory can come forth. As read in the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 1, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mark draws on the words of Isaiah. God is sending a messenger who will prepare the way for the Messiah. The voice of one who is crying out in the wilderness, calling us to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight a path for God in the world. John the Baptist proclaims in the wilderness a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Mark says that people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were coming to John confessing their sins. The crowds gathered in the wilderness, not in the city, to hear a person with such unusual dressing and eating habits. God was with John in that strange location. Could I say to us that however strange these times may be, God is with us and his love never fails. John was a messenger with a message. He pointed away from himself towards someone greater to come. John points to the Christ who will come, baptizing not with water, but with the Holy Spirit. Preparations for the coming of Christ requires that we set our hands to work. Like Isaiah, we need to say encouraging words to someone this Advent and Christmas. We have the God who is offering us comfort and healing, healing in the present and healing from the past. Our Advent message is not to adopt a clothing made of camel's hair, like John, with a leather belt round our waist and eat locusts and white honey. The message is not even to level mountains or make a straight highway running through the desert. We are rather called to take the message of God's unfailing love to our world, beginning from our families. In waiting for the fullness of the kingdom of God, we proclaim God's message of justice. We name sins, injustice, oppression, and apathy not to cast judgment, humiliate, and exclude people from our in-groups. We rather welcome all to journey with us in the power of the Holy Spirit. In this Advent season, we are invited to point people to the Christ, the one who is more powerful, more patient, and more loving. The Christ who loves the unlovable and forgives the unforgivable. Amen.
Good morning. This morning's piece was actually a request, but it wasn't intended for this morning's service. It was a request made by Iris for this piece, simply called Birthday, by the Japanese composer Joe Hisashi, to be played for my dad's birthday a few days ago. I was only too happy to oblige. It's a beautiful piece of music. And as I began to prepare it, after the hustle and bustle of a hectic day, I was struck by its simplicity and peacefulness. As we prepare for the birthday of Jesus Christ, it struck me that this piece seems to be so fitting this year. So much more so than the plethora of pop songs or even the joyful carols, because if there's one thing that we need more than ever just now, it's peace. This year has been a battle in so many ways, a war waged against humanity, the likes of which we have never known. Yet even during this global crisis, the world continues to host countries at war. The human appetite for dominance and intolerance as insatiable as any virus. As you listen to this now, let the opening phrase bring calm to the storm. The delicate tones evocative of a starry night in Bethlehem, where the bringer of peace lies in a manger. a birthday like no other.
Now our prayers for others. Loving Father, You are our guide, the joy of our hearts, the object of our love and where we lay our hopes. As we humble ourselves before you, preparing and opening our hearts in this season of Advent that looks very different from normal, we thank you that while we may not be able to be with our families and loved ones in person, we know that you are always with them. In this season of hope, love, peace and joy, we praise you and give thanks. But where there is weariness, would you bring your rest? Where there is hopelessness, would you bring fresh encouragement? And where there is despair, would you bring hope? Lord God, we pray for your church throughout the world. We pray that it is where refuge is sought, comfort is found, and good tidings are heard, speaking in a strong voice of your glory revealed in Jesus Christ. In our church and other churches in Kirkluk, we pray for our ministers and their families, that they may stay safe and well to enable their continued ministry to us. We give thanks for all those who work in the background to ensure sermons can be accessed in various ways. We remember all our children, God, and young people. Give them wisdom and guidance to live and grow in honourable ways and to open the hearts and minds of all who hear or read your word so that they may receive with gladness and salvation you offer to all who believe. Lord God, we pray for all the nations of the world and their leaders. We pray that in all uneven, rough and unjust places of the world, the way may be prepared for you to bring equality, healing and justice to all your people. We pray particularly today for the people of the Holy Land, where Jesus, your word made flesh, came to live alongside us. Let the Prince of Peace bring a new spirit of reconciliation among those who have brought division, suspicion, hatred and danger into the streets of Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Lord God, we pray for the communities in which we live, work and worship. We pray that with your help, we will reveal your glory in the ways we live and serve you. We give thanks for all our services available to us and to those who provide them. Lord, grant us patience through this time of lockdown, where those services we require are under more pressure than usual. In the coming weeks, Lord, if we become over busy, stressed or tired, speak tenderly to us, gather us in your arms and bring us back to a place where we can rest and refocus on the one great truth of Advent and Christmas, that you have come to us in humility and with patience so that we may see your glory and salvation in our lives. Lord God, we pray for all those in particular need who are weak and vulnerable. We pray that they will be touched by your gentle tenderness, bringing them comfort and strength. We pray particularly for the homeless and those sleeping rough as the weather gets increasingly colder. May they find shelter. We remember the lonely, depressed and anxious during this time of isolation. May they find comfort in you. In our own hearts, in a moment of quiet, we bring to you our concerns and the needs for those we know and love. Let your love and gentle kindness surround them all. Lord God, we remember before you the lives of those who are now with you in your eternal kingdom. We remember and pray for those who are missing them still, especially at this time as we prepare for Christmas. Lord God and Heavenly Father, we bring our prayers to you, trusting in your great faithfulness and compassion. As John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah, we look forward to celebrating once again the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us also to look forward to the time of his coming again and to prepare ourselves for that day when your kingdom will at last be established on earth. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for inspiring us with your gift of music. And thank you, Yvonne, for taking our reading today and leading us in our intercessory prayers. Thank you all for joining us today to worship Christ, our Redeemer and King. Please remember that wherever we go, whatever happens to us, we are assured of God's presence with us. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God assures us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And so at home, away from home, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We'll now sing our closing hymn, hymn number 286. "Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord." Hymn number 286. Go now, wait and work for the coming of the day of Christ. In the wide places, prepare a straight path for the Lord. Live lives of godliness, strive to be found at peace, and speak freely of the Lord's comfort and promise. And the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen.